JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning. Gull's gone to Ampol.
There's all sorts of petrol going on at the moment, isn't it? Just quickly on that one-off hit to petrol, it should take about 0.5% off inflation in the June quarter, just if you're interested. So maybe you won't see June year-on-year inflation in the sevens, but you've also just got to factor in there that when they put it back on, you get that lift. You get that lift in inflation again. So there's just so much going on the petrol, Mike. So, yeah, it was announced yesterday that Ampol have agreed to the sale of their Gull business to a sort of an investment fund business called Allegro. Now, the context here, Mike, is that Ampol is trying to take over the Z Energy business. And to do that, they've got to sort of satisfy the ComCom and the regulators of any potential competition law issues, which will arise because if they own Gull and Z Energy. So they said they would, they signaled their intention to divest Gull. All the regulators have to agree to all the various steps in this process. If they do it, $572 million is the price. Ampol will get $509 million in cash. That will go towards the Z Energy purchase. So we've got this shuffling of ownership in the fuel retailing space, which saw the Z Energy price lifted 4 cents yesterday, so it's positive for them. And yeah, Mike, you're right, just so much volatility in the wholesale oil market overnight. So you're right, at one stage all futures in New York fell below $100, and that does seem to be a function of this sentiment that needs negotiation between UK and Russia, seem to be more substantive optimism over that outcome. But the other thing, Mike, we've got to factor in too in the last 24 hours is this shutdown in Shenzhen. The Shenzhen province in China has gone into one of the very draconian Chinese-style lockdowns because of a COVID outbreak there, and that affects the port, potentially demand for oil, affects the supply chain, all the tech companies worried, Apple, that they're not going to get all their stuff. It's just never-ending, Mike, never-ending.
Yeah, zero COVID, things are weird old business. Speaking of weird old businesses, housing, how are we going? A bit flatter?
All the commentators are just circling around every housing release for evidence of the great residential property market slowdown. It's been called and called. And I think it's fair to say there does appear to be some evidence now that it has taken hold. We are seeing the beginnings of that slowdown. Now, I have been in the camp that the headwinds were growing and that we're likely to see us. The REINZ numbers released yesterday for February. Auckland appears to be the sort of leading indicator now, Mike, but we've got numbers within numbers here. On an annual basis, the raw numbers are still edging higher, but if you seasonally adjust them, you've now seen 3 months of declines in a row. Those outsize year-on-year gains are now sort of moderating, looking more reasonable. So median prices 13.5% up, Auckland up 8.2%. So the market is plateauing in Auckland faster than in the rest of the country. And the number of sales is the real mover here, Mike. It's down quite abruptly. February sales compared to last year down 33% and 47% more properties on the market than this time last year. But I do think we've also got to be realistic here, don't we, Mike? Even if prices fall, even if prices fell, you've seen massive price rises in the last couple of years. But the only trouble with that, so you say, well, it's still higher than it was. The only trouble there is that people tend to focus on the highest valuation they've seen. So we tend to think about, we need to think about the sort of wealth effect. What do falling house prices do to sentiment, even if they are still higher than they were sort of 2.5 or 3 years ago?
And part of that, of course, is demand. And if you look at the number of people in the country, that partially explains it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Look, the migration's a big issue here, and net migration numbers out yesterday. So we're actually losing people now. So that's one of those headwinds that is impacting on the housing market if we don't have that massive migration surge. Although we might get the tourists back, Mike. We may get the tourists back a bit earlier than expected. So. That was another one of the plethora of announcements that we're getting at the moment.
Have you seen the milk futures for tomorrow?
Yeah, over $10.
Crack 10.
Over $10. So, there's pluses and minuses to our economy as well from everything that's going on at the moment.
Quite right. What are the numbers?
Okay, so the Dow Jones is up 86 points, 33,029. That's about 0.25%. The S&P 500, once again, when I started sort of looking at all these things this morning, the S&P 500 was positive. It's now down 0.6%, down 26 points, 4.1%. 7.77, and the Nasdaq down 234 points, 1.8%. They're not happy about what's happening in Shenzhen, 12,609. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 7196, up 41. The Nikkei up 145, 25307. Shanghai Composite lost 86 points, 2.6% yesterday, 3223. The Aussies yesterday gained 86 points. The ASX 200 closing at 7149. That was a 1.2% gain. And we were down 16, closing at 11,805. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6771. Against the Aussie, 0.9383. Against the Euro, 0.6173. Against the pound, 0.5195. Japanese yen, 79.86. Gold has fallen, $1,960.73. And as I look at it, Brent crude just dipping back, just going back up a little bit, $106.18.
Good one. See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.